Long, deep cracks had formed in the mud at the edge of the lake. Green algae stretched across the gaps in places, dried out clumps of weed poking through. Dead-looking. Perhaps the rain, when it came, would rejuvenate the plants after the long, dry summer. Or perhaps it was already too late. Lauren looked out across the still water, and for a moment, there was peace. She took a breath, a lungful of the warm, fresh air, a short respite before the next part. Her arms were burning inside and out, from the sun, from carrying the boys all this way. It had to be more than an hour since she ducked out of the gate with them. The babies hummed and chewed their fists, looking across to each other and up at her with something like anticipation. As she approached the reservoir, they started wriggling, the humming sound getting louder. They knew where they were, how close they were to the end of all this madness. This realization gave her strength. But the doubts were still there, and growing. She'd been so sure that this was the right thing to do, that she'd ignored the small voice within her that told her she was wrong. What if the voice was her sanity, trying to talk sense to her? "Look at the babies," it said. "They're your boys. They're not changelings. It's just your mind playing tricks. Think about it. If you put them under the water, they will drown." The creatures gazed up at her, and she did her best to dismiss the doubting voice. They looked a lot like her boys, sure, but they didn't behave like Morgan and Riley. Besides, she'd come too far to stop now, to consider fully whether she was, in fact, as mad as the doctor seemed to think. There was little time and absolutely no choice. Bishop and Selver didn't seem concerned, only eager.
"Go,"
they seemed to say.
"Now."
They had led her to this place, working together, like divining rods, and all she had to do was complete the last part. Under the water, they would see their mother again, and Morgan and Riley would be returned to her. If she could bear it. If she believed it. And yet, the doubts persisted. The search teams were drawing closer. She heard a shout, the crackle of police radios not too far away in the woodland on her side of the bank. Meanwhile, the helicopter hung overhead, pressing down with relentless noise and thudding blades. They started bellowing at her through a loudspeaker, to wait, to stay where she was. She stepped back from the water. Her legs gave way underneath her, and she sat down hard onto a ledge of dried mud. Perhaps she couldn't do it. Perhaps she ought not to. Perhaps she was wrong after all. In her arms, the creatures started to sing, and the doubts receded. Then, those doubts were replaced with certainty as a third voice joined in, rich and low. It was her, the woman, from under the water. The time was here. She scanned the water for signs, for the exact place she ought to enter. But the surface of the reservoir was opaque with ripples from the helicopter, a broken mirror. There was no time for further hesitation. Lifting the creatures in the perfect shape of her sons, Lauren stood and walked into the water.